Byzantium, that is the Greek city before the imperial capital, Byzantium was centered essentially on the tip of the peninsula of the later imperial capital, on what would be called the first hill. Today that's occupied by the Topkapi Palace, the great Ottoman palace, started in the 15th century. And the main public buildings were located in that area. We know of a great number of temples. Most of these temples have long since disappeared. We have few traces, and they're largely known through inscriptions and coins because the city was very heavily rebuilt. Constantine, in choosing Constantinople as his capital, had to make the city the equivalent of Rome. He vastly increased the size of Byzantium, and he put in a number of important monuments that set the tone and the direction of imperial building up until the time of Justinian. And it's between Constantine and Justinian, it's in that period from, say, roughly 330 to approximately 550 AD, that the city of Constantinople, the Byzantine capital, is created. And in many ways, I guess, later Byzantines understood that relationship between Constantine and Justinian. It's best illustrated in my mind by a mosaic that many visitors see in the city of Istanbul today, and that is on the south door of the Hagia Sophia, the great church built by Justinian, where Mary, Mother of God, known as Theotokos in Greek, is seated with the child Jesus. And on one side is Constantine offering a model of the city, and on the other side, Justinian is offering a model of the church. And that not only bookends the development, but also indicates the importance of those two actions, which were seen as going hand in hand in creating this great queen of cities. So back to Constantine. What did he do that made this city into an imperial capital? Well, first, the downtown was completely redesigned. He's responsible for building the first basilican churches, that is the Hagia Sophia and Hagia Irene, the so-called sacred wisdom, sacred peace. These were two basilican churches, that is the typical long hall based on the Roman public building. He also built the imperial palace, or at least started it. It wasn't really completed until the time of Justinian, and there are additions made through the Middle Ages. And that palace occupied what is now the area of the Blue Mosque, and some sections of it have come to light, including the private chambers, which may date from the reign of Justinian. Just in front of the imperial palace was a stadium equivalent to a mile. That's where chariot races could be held and imperial ceremonials could go on. And the city was to play the role of a ritual capital. One thinks of Hattusas going all the way back to that Hittite model, Persepolis in the Persian Empire. And there had to be a crowd, a mob, in order to cheer the emperor or jeer the emperor, depending on their mood. And on occasions, the crowds did riot, as in 532, when there was the famous Nike revolt against Justinian and his unpopular wife. But those crowds were essential. From the start, Constantine and all Roman emperors needed to have that audience in which to play out the ceremony to gain the kind of consent that an autocrat needs. And this crowd was seen as the new Roman people, the new urban plebeians. They were given all sorts of privileges. They were paid at state expense. And they were imported into the capital by Constantine and his successors. One always wonders what qualifications were needed to apply for a job of mob of the new Rome. Constantine also built a number of forums, that is, public places, the main thoroughfares of the city, some of which still are the axial roads of modern Istanbul. He built a church known as the Church of the Holy Apostles. It no longer survives. It's located where currently there is the Fethiye Camii, the Mosque of the Conqueror, the mosque built by Mehmed II, who took the city in 1453. And that church was deliberately leveled because that was the church of the emperors. That's where Constantine was buried. Some of the sarcophagi have survived. There's several porphyry sarcophagi in the Istanbul Museum today, which are apparently from the Holy Apostles. And we'll get to the reason why Mehmed did this later on in the course. But the transfer of the right to house the remains of emperors from Rome to Constantinople is symbolic of how Constantine conceived of his city in his new empire. It was to be the final resting place of emperors, as the mausoleum of Augustus had been the resting place of emperors in the first century AD back in Rome.